A favorite tale, retold countless times at the Jefferson family hearth, was the story of Martha Wales Jefferson's arrival at Monticello as a new bride. A beautiful young widow, Martha married Thomas Jefferson at her father's estate in Charles City County, just up the James River from Williamsburg, on New Year's Day in 1772. The beaming couple were well matched. At 6 feet 2 inches tall, Jefferson carried his lanky frame erect, towering over his bride. Although petite, Martha carried her slim figure with the elegance of a queen. She had auburn hair and hazel eyes that sparkled with wit and vivacity. Her groom was likewise fair, although his red hair was lighter and his eyes blue. Although no one ever described Jefferson as handsome, one of his earliest biographers said his face shone with intelligence, with benevolence, and with the cheerful vivacity of a happy, hopeful spirit. A young lawyer and planter, Jefferson was just beginning his political career, having won his seat in the Virginia legislature barely 3 years earlier. With his prospects and the good-humored temperament they each possessed, they were confident their future boded fair. Immediately after the wedding festivities, Martha and her new husband left for the home Jefferson had only just begun building in Albemarle County, almost 100 miles west. Although it had begun to snow as they set out, it was not heavy, so they were taken aback as the storm got progressively worse as they traveled westward. Forced to abandon both their carriage and the main road, they unhitched the horses and rode them for the last 8 miles of their journey, trudging along the mountain track Jefferson knew so well, despite the 2 feet of snow that covered it. Their destination that January night was a tiny one-room building, today an appendage connected to Monticello by a long terrace, but then Jefferson's home, furnished only with a bed and books. They arrived late in the night, the fires all out, and the servants retired to their own houses for the night, their daughter Martha wrote, remembering the story her parents loved to tell during her childhood. Still, the groom was not entirely unprepared. They broke out a bottle of wine he had stowed away behind his books and lit up the night with their songs and laughter. It was the beginning of 10 years of uncheckered happiness, as Jefferson would lovingly recall. On that night, with a beloved wife in his arms, he could lay out his hopes for the future, for his family, plantation home, and successful political career. Thomas Jefferson had chosen the location of his home carefully. He had been born at Shadwell, within sight of the mountain he would call Monticello. In his youth, he would walk its summit and sit there for hours, reading and plotting the future with his boyhood friend Dabney Carr. He and Carr made a pact to be buried at the very oak tree under which they had spent countless hours together. Peter Jefferson, Thomas's westward-looking surveyor father, and Jane Randolph Jefferson, his elegant mother, shaped his vision of what he would build there. Their influence was unmistakable in the finished house, in which specimens of the New World from the Lewis and Clark westering expedition mixed with the art, plate, and silver of the old.